This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Early voting for the November 18th state treasurer runoff continues through Friday, with Secretary of State Tom Shedler saying he expects overall turnout to be
powerful. I am anticipating 11-12% voter turnout for this election.
The voters are already on some level saying they don't care.
UL Monroe political science professor Joshua Stockley says that reflects the conventional wisdom on the outcome of this race.
The election's already over. We are in a highly conservative, very strong Republican state, and there's too little reason to believe that John Schroeder is going to lose this election.
The political parties clearly ascribe to that line of thinking as well, even though the GOP has given John Schroeder the nod and the Democratic Party has finally endorsed Derek Edwards. There are no party-paid campaign ads popping up.
Why would the Democratic Party spend any money on advertising on a race that they've written off as lost? Why would the Republican Party want to spend money on a race they've written off as they've won?
Conventional wisdom also says it's Republicans who are chronic voters. And yet,
is it possible that enough Republicans simply will not show up to vote because they think the election has already been decided? Absolutely. With an election in New Orleans, given that there will be a substantial number of Democrats and African Americans voting, that could propel in a low turnout election Derek Edwards to an upset. I don't think it's likely, but it could happen if enough Democrats show up and enough Republicans stay home.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.